Welcome, Siouxland Catholic Radio listeners, to Faith in Action, a show locally produced by Channel 88.1 FM, KFHC Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA Storm Lake, which airs every Monday at 9 a.m. and replays every Saturday at 7 p.m. I'm Joanne Fox. I'm a board member of Siouxland Catholic Radio, and I'm your host for today's show. Thanks so much for listening. Well, I have some very important guests that will be on my show today. They are all board members of Siouxland Catholic Radio. And so I want to welcome to the studio Betty Pratt, Dr. Paul Wolpert, and Dr. John Wolpert. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you, Jill.
So, Betty, why don't you tell the listeners just a little bit about yourself?
Hi. I grew up in South Dakota, and I own a home for the last 50 years. Denny and I have two sons and one daughter and six grandchildren.
Lovely. And did you work outside the home, Betty?
Yes. I several jobs. Started with Security Bank, then worked for Milwaukee Railroad, and finished my career with the state of Iowa as a management analyst.
And when did you step away and retire or retread?
Well, I retired in 2010, but then a girlfriend and I bought a long-arm quilting machine and have been doing that since retirement.
Oh, that might be a show in and of itself, listeners. Dr. Paul Wolpert, welcome. Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
My name is Paul Wolpert. I'm a graduate of Creighton University Medical School and Creighton General Surgery Program. After practicing general surgery in Sioux City for 35 years, I retired in 2008. I joined the KFHC radio board and have continued to serve these past several years. I enjoy the work immensely and look forward to promoting and supporting KFHC in the future.
And thank you for your years of service. I know that you were in on the ground floor when the radio station was kind of the inspiration for Father Harold Cooper. And those were wonderful times to kind of be involved with all of it coming together. And we are so proud that it has come together. So thank you so much. And this would be sitting to my left, your younger brother, I believe, maybe not better looking, but certainly younger. Welcome, Dr. John Wolpert. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, thanks very much, Joanne. I'm John Wolpert. I'm a retired urologist. I practiced in Sioux City in the Siouxland area for about 33 to 35 years. And it's been a privilege. I've had the privilege of serving on several boards around the community, both religious and medical boards. My wife and I have been blessed with five children. We have 13 grandchildren and a new arrival on the 7th of this month. So we're still kind of walking on the high water. I also, like my brother, enjoy Catholic radio. He was probably involved with it a little bit before me, but I was one of the phone calls he made to get another board member. And I've enjoyed very much working with other board members and also the staff that has been working here and at the radio station.
And obviously, as a Siouxland Catholic Radio board member, I too have had the pleasure of working with the Wolpert boys. And of course, there are many others in your family as well. You grew up in the...
Ottawa. We grew up in Ottawa, Iowa. Our father was a general practitioner there. My mother and my father were a good team. There were nine of us children. Some were more better behaved than the others, but most everybody got through school, and most of us went to Creighton. In fact, all of us did, and then went our separate ways. But we accumulated kind of in the Midwest part of the country.
Perfect, and we're so glad that you did. Dr. Paul, I know that you have at least one daughter, if not two, who entered the religious life. No?
Yeah. They entered the religious life, and after 14 years, they have both left the religious life and now are pursuing careers. One is in Virginia, and currently is quarantining and is quarantining in Canada, where she is visiting one of her very dear friends. And the Canadians are very strict about this whole COVID business. And I'm also blessed with two sons who are anesthesiologists, and both of them are quarantining in Denver, having come down with the COVID. And I have a daughter in Virginia who is quarantining, having come down with the COVID, all at a wedding out in Denver the last couple of weeks. So even though the state of Texas reportedly has had no cases for the last 4 or 5 days, they're far behind Denver.
I'm kind of seeing a pattern here with the family, but maybe that's a topic for another program. All of us at on the Catholic Radio Board, you know, have really strong feelings about the good stuff that we hear on Catholic Radio. Betty, maybe would you share with the listeners what kind of resonates with you when people ask you about Catholic Radio and you say, well, this is why I listen?
Well, I listen because I love the programs that they have. And it may seem kind of strange, but the one I appreciate and probably learn from more than any is the non-Catholic question and answer one, because you don't think about it so much from a non-Catholic perspective, some of the questions that they might raise. And so it just helps me think about it more and how to answer even Catholics from a Catholic perspective or answer to non-Catholics when they raise questions.
Perfect. Dr. Paul, you've been, you know, such a big part of the start of this and continuing with it. But again, what is it about Catholic Radio that touches you?
Well, I can be described as a reluctant believer in Catholic Radio. I'm trying to recall a great saint in the church who's called the reluctant saint. His name might come to me, but it's a marvelous story. But anyway, I was just in an office in the Benson building, and next door was Catholic Radio. And Ken Roach one day came over to me, and he said, would you come over here and just run the studio for a few days while I have a little medical problem? And then as things evolved, he indicated that his medical problem was hip surgery and that it would be more like 2 weeks. And so he just said, all you have to do is just sit here and then just answer the phone. And so I did. And then he told me, he said, well, I decided to have the other hip done. And so I felt like I was a member of full-fledged staff after that month or month and a half, and he kept me on. And while I was sitting there just listening to the program, I just felt that the message was so compelling and so good. It was absolutely the best documentation and education for the faith that I had ever come across. And I said, my goodness, we've got to keep this going.
All right, perfect. And then, again, to my left, Dr. John Wolpert, what resonates with you?
I just want to say that while he was sitting down there filling in for Ken Roach, he made some phone calls. He wanted help, and I graciously acceded to it and have enjoyed it since. But I've been impressed with Catholic Radio. Our programming, which is EWTN primarily, is just outstanding. And I'm impressed with the a lot of things, but when we have our pledge drives, one of the things that impresses me the most is that the people that come in talk about their faith and what they do with their faith and how they act their faith. And even on our local area here, it's so inspiring to hear what people do. You'd be surprised at all the ones who are involved with either Bible studies, maybe working at the soup kitchen, possibly with warming shelter. There's a lot of active faith in our area, and I just think that that's been promoted by the Catholic Radio, and I think important that we've, you know, we build on that. But Catholic radio puts out the truth, and I'm like Betty. I think my favorite programs are primarily the call-in question and answer programs. I learn a lot from it, and when I heard Bishop Nicholas say one time that every time he hears those question and answer programs, he learns something. So I think this from, you know, the top guy in the in the diocese, if he learns something, the rest of us can also feel that it's best for us.
And I agree wholeheartedly with all of the sentiments that my three guests have said. You know, listeners, as you know, if you've listened to this show, we always take a short break to give a shout out to our underwriters and do some public service announcements. So I want to thank my guests for this first segment, Betty Pratt, Dr. Paul Wolpert, Dr. John Wolpert. Always a pleasure to talk to fellow board members and kind of share with you listeners about what we see as the power of Catholic radio. So again, listeners, we're going to take a short break. This show is Faith in Action. And stay with us because, oh, there's a lot more to listen to. We'll be right back.